Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday, April 26th. It's 7:08 in the morning. The sun is up. It's a gorgeous blue sky.
Just another manic Monday.
That's right, the Bangles. It is. And thanks for writing this, Prince. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now, new personal protective equipment and technology to keep people safe while the learning continues. Learning Monday. Anyway, the Oscars were last night. Well, the saddest part was the in memoriam segment. We lost so many people last year that the entire world is freaking out over who they didn't include in this. You know how there's always someone pissing and moaning.
I was actually surprised because I did see that part. I tuned in really late and only caught a few things. That was one of them. And as I was watching, I went, oh, Reiner died. Oh, that, like, I went, wow.
I feel like I couldn't keep up, only not because so many people passed away, but they were flashing through it so fast. Mm-hmm. And even my sister's fiance is like, I feel like I'm going to get whiplash watching this because it was just boom, 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 boom. And then it was over.
And then on the regular Oscars website, they added 500 more names of people who they didn't, and recognizable names that you're like, that person and that person. So a lot of the ones that, you know, the really recognizable names, obviously Chadwick Boseman, Sean Connery, Wilford Brimley, Brian Dennehy, Cicely Tyson, Ian Holm, I'm not sure who that is, sounds familiar, Max von Sydow, Cloris Leachman, Olivia de Havilland, Christopher Plummer, George Segal, Kelly Preston, Fred Willard, Hal Holbrook, Carl Reiner, Diana Rigg, Jerry Stiller, Jeanette Dubois, DMX, and tons of people who were left off, including Robert Conrad, Jessica Walter, Mac Davis, Dustin Diamond died, Larry King, David L. Lander from Laverne and Shirley. He's Squiggy, right? Yes, Squiggy. Lenny and Squiggy. Don Wells from Gilligan's Island, James Lipton, Little Richard, Phyllis Regis, or Regis Philbin, Darth Vader, David Prowse, Helen Reddy, Tanya Roberts, Kenny Rogers, Alex Trebek, Eddie Van Halen, Lyle Waggoner, and the list goes on. I mean, we lost so many good people last year. It was just it had to be a hard year to put that segment together because they know every time they leave anybody off for any reason, that person's people are everywhere.
Well, sure, but you know, I don't necessarily think it should be a personal insult.
Well, it is. I loved them, and you didn't mention them.
Like, geesh. All right.
I know.
Here's a.
No, I don't see on here. When did Naya Rivera die? Oh, that's Ian Holm.
He's Bilbo Baggins.
Girl. Yeah, I think over the summer. Remember, she was the one who drowned.
Yeah.
In the lake. I think it was over
young
the summer.
Young lady.
Mm-hmm, from right. Glee.
Yeah, I wondered if she died last year because I didn't see her on any of these lists.
Yeah, she was, I'm pretty sure it was over the summer.
Ian Holm is
July 8th,
of last year. Mm-hmm. 2020, what a S year.
Yep.
Ian Holm is Bilbo Baggins from The Hobbit. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he did many, many other things as well.
He did a bunch of stuff. This is long.
Yeah, it like too long. When they leave Darth Vader off the main thing,
he was in Ratatouille. Know it's a lot. He was in Alien.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah,
a bunch of stuff.
It's been around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Ian Holm. Anyway, very sad. The Oscars were last night, and if you love award shows, you probably really enjoyed it.
Okay.
Just I just don't have that much to say about. I wish I had more. I wish I could have more. All I cared about was really none of it. The pomp and circumstance. I don't know. It was weird. It was like set up in a room that was lit by the sun outside. Like, it was so strange. But good for them. You know what? The old college try. They got it done. And
well, you know, you'll see the ratings soon enough, and we'll know whether or not they bombed or what.
I think the problem for them this year is going to be that no one saw any movies. And the
yeah,
and,
what's her name? Frances McDormand. That was an interesting angle she took, which was go see this movie in a theater.
Go
out
movies.
And see this. So they must know that they didn't get nearly the money they could have.
Right.
They must
oh,
know that.
God. Well, and it's, you know, there were no giant blockbuster movies. I mean, when Borat gets 10 nominations at the Oscars, you know it was a slow year for movies.
I'm over the fact that 007's been done for a year and they're still sitting on it. I know want to make their money, but damn, man, release it and make us pay $20. I'll watch that.
The one I'm looking forward to is the Black Widow. Origin story.
I'm into that too. You know, someone wrote in when we were talking about it because I just watched Goonies for the first time over the weekend, and they wrote something like, "Well, oh God, you're reviewing 40-year-old movies." No, that's what I watched. But also, there's nothing to watch. I don't have a bunch of stuff that's available to me. I wish they'd put out 007.
Right.
I'd love to watch Black Widow. TV's tough right now.
Plus, you were previewing that for your kids. I mean,
yeah. Well, that person wasn't. You know, look, it's Monday morning. I get it.
It was research.
Did you decide that your kids couldn't watch?
They
that?
Can't watch that. No,
it's not PC.
No, it was. It's not necessarily that. There's some scary scenes in it.
Oh, what happens? What's so scary? Never mind. We don't have to do another
review.
Yeah,
now we're going to review it even more in detail. No.
Movies. Let's break a record here, people, shall we? How about if somebody drops a football out of a helicopter and someone on the ground catches it? What could possibly go wrong?
Well, you could certainly crack a couple fingers.
You certainly could, Vinny. And you might have to try it more than once before you actually catch it. So,
and you might. The worst part would be... So you're saying if the ball gets dropped from a helicopter. I saw something about this with Gronk, so this must be it. There's also the old jumping out of the way at the last second to save yourself. Now that's embarrassing.
Well,
there's nothing more embarrassing than that.
That's it's better to jump out of the way and be embarrassed than to be driven like pile-drived into the ground.
Sure, sure. But,
So it took him more than one chance. The football dropped 625 feet from a helicopter into the waiting, loving arms of Rob Gronkowski.
Here
we go. Here's the first one.
Oh,
no, he misses it. You know, you got to get it right through his fingers. You got to get it.
Right through.
Oh, my God. They are high, though. That shot from the helicopter looking down is kind of scary.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Another shot.
And
they're
drop
in the
it
Arizona
in.
Wildcats.
Boom.
Oh, he got it.
He catches it. And he catches it, really. He tips his body under it and catches it with his hand. So it just... I mean, that had to hit the solar plexus.
That's the Arizona Wildcats college football team stadium they're in.
World record broken. There he is, Gronk.
What's he wearing? That's not his uniform.
Looks like a Pats uniform.
Oh,
it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
But it looks, I think he's wearing the Arizona Wildcats uni.
Yeah. But it clutches my heart a little bit.
It does. He is the old navy blue. Oh,
congratulations, Gronk. Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, you did a good thing there, Gronk. That's good.
The Pats suck now. Must be terrible at your house.
Well, you know.
They're going to get
beat
up on. We feel
like the 49ers have for years. So,
by the Dolphins and by the the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they owned those two teams, and now they're going to get beat up this year by them. Yeah. Rough.
It's too bad for them.
It is.
Not as bad as getting your finger cut off, though. That's bad. I mean, it's almost as bad.
It's pretty bad, dude.
Gal Gadot was chopping broccoli.
Oh,
and
this is a real story?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I flipped to my next story and went, yeah, yeah, bad. Ooh, this is bad.
Wonder Woman cut her finger off.
She cut her own finger off. Not the whole finger. Like, don't freak out.
I'd only freak out if it's my finger, so not my problem. Sorry to hear that, Wonder Woman.
She says, I decide I'm going to make a cabbage salad because that's what I want to do. I'm making this salad. I'm going to chop up some cabbage. And, you know, sometimes you get a little rhythm going there with the chopping and you're shoving the item, you keep chopping it under the knife and you lose track, you know, you just lose track of where your finger is and you're just going and chopping and you don't realize your finger's underneath there. She chopped off the top of her finger and then her husband picked it up and went, what's happening? You know, a lot of the freak out thing, like, you know, she's blood gushing and he picks the tip of the finger up and then he freaks out and garbage disposals it. He put it down the garbage disposal. And then later she's, you know, like at the hospital going, can I have, well, you got the tip? You got the, he's like, no, I garbage disposaled that. So she's like, okay, can you just like, I don't know, pull the flap of skin over or something? Let's sew that up.
So what, do we have the sewn finger shot or not?
She didn't show the finger. Did she show it on the
not
Kimmel?
Not the clip that I saw.
Yeah, so she was on Kimmel. She's talking about it. Her hands are in fists because she's doing like the Wonder Woman thing. You know, this thing where she's got the fist across her chest. So she's not showing. And I also don't know which finger it is. I mean, I'm picturing pointer finger, right? But he was disgusted. The husband was like, and he, you know, without even thinking about it, he puts it down the sink and turns on the garbage disposal. So that got flushed. That's a biohazard. So they go to the hospital, of course, and she doesn't have
In the video, I'm sure it's just for...
She probably just got the tiniest little...
Yeah,
Let's have a look here.
Look at her hands. You see her hands there?
She's got all the nails. She's lying.
You see that? Yeah.
Maybe it's the other hand there.
Hold on, let me just...
That would be the holding hand. If she's right-handed, she'd be cutting with the right hand shoving with the left hand. I don't know. She looks...
Pinky looks shorter than it should be.
Actually, it does look short, doesn't it? God, she's so cute.
She is great.
She really is.
I really hope they give her a decent movie to play...
Wonder Woman in?
A decent Wonder Woman next time. Yeah, she's great in the Justice League, but the Wonder Woman standalones are... The last one was so, so dumb. Oh, she's showing it.
I'm going to say she cut the back of that finger off. There's nothing wrong with that, unless she's got a fake nail glued on there, which is possible, I guess. She was desperate for a story to tell.
Right.
During this whole thing.
That's how I feel.
You know.
Yeah. Well, either way, she's, you know, if you've ever had a bad finger injury, sometimes it can be a really long time before the nerves come back. She says she keeps touching it, like, because it's completely numb.
My favorite finger story is the one about Tony Iommi. I actually have a couple finger stories, but this is the one. The guitar player from Black Sabbath, which is maybe not a band you've heard of, or maybe you have. They're one of the original big rock bands. This dude is a guitar player, and in the factory he worked at, cut off the tips of two of his fingers, the guitar playing, the fret hand fingers.
That is no good.
Just as his band is happening and he's looking at hopefully, you know, taking over the world, he loses two fingers. He just put two plastic tips on, and that's how he plays. Mm. And went on to have what many would say is one of the greatest rock careers of all time, or at least up there. They had sold out their final tour right before COVID hit. Big deal. No fingers.
Yeah, that is a true bummer when you cut off the thing you need to do the thing you love.
So he, if you ever
it's
see
like
a picture,
losing your wiener just before you, you know, some lady's going to say yes to you.
Oh.
I mean, it's really tough. I could have had a whole career in doing
this pod. Yeah, I think that losing your wiener is way worse. But yeah, he's got fake fingertips that he clips on to play when they tour.
My favorite finger story is, you know, Pete, my God, my brain is just dead. The guy from The Who, Pete Townsend. He just put super glue all over his fingers before he plays at night. Just because
he trashes
it
his
hurts
hands.
So much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you'd think after all these years he'd have an inch of callus, but they start to bleed. You just put the super glue on there.
I am.
This is the guy. Those the guy's missing two fingertips.
He's playing with plastic. All right, up next, let's see. Thanks to the internet. It looks like LeVar Burton is going to get his chance to host Jeopardy.
All right.
Score for one him. For the internet. Jeopardy revealed its final batch of guest hosts and the Reading Rainbow superstar and Geordi LaForge from Star Trek Next Generation, LeVar Burton. He's getting a shot. There was an online campaign. It included a petition that racked up almost 250,000 signatures. Last week, he tweeted, "I am overjoyed, excited, and eager to be guest hosting Jeopardy. I'll do my utmost best to live up to your faith in me. You made a difference. Go ahead and take my word for it this time." The producers haven't given any indication of who might become the permanent host down the road, but he's previously said, they'll do it if he gets the shot as a guest host.
Well, yeah,
host.
He will. Anybody who's offered that gig is going to do it.
Oh, they'd be so psyched to get it.
I can't see anybody saying, it was fun, but no thanks.
Yeah, if you've been paying attention to it, you notice every 2 weeks or so they're changing host. And who knows how long they're going to do this for. You know, I don't know how the ratings are for the guest hosts compared to what they were with Alex Trebek. It's Alec Baldwin, Alex Trebek, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the rest of the list of upcoming guest hosts, includes George Stephanopoulos, Robin Roberts, former Jeopardy champion David Faber, Joe Buck from Fox Sports, and they're saying those are the last guest hosts for this season, and it's unclear if they'll have a permanent host next season or just keep bringing in the temporary host. But thanks to the internet, thank you, internet, LeVar Burton will be hosting Jeopardy.
I loved the Reading Rainbow, so I like him a lot.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
If it was on when you were a little kid.
It was.
Yeah.
That's why I watched it. I didn't watch, you know, hasn't been a recent thing. Haven't seen him in 30 years probably, but I watched it a bunch.
I only knew him as Geordi LaForge. He had like a band going across
Star
his
Trek.
Eyes. Yeah, from Star Trek. Mm-hmm. But even by the time I had kids, he was there.
Yeah,
was
the
no
show
Reading
ran
Rainbow
from 1983 to 2006.
Oh geez.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that is a long ass run.
Mm-hmm. I watched a couple episodes when I was a kid.
Well, who doesn't want to be read a book?
Yeah.
I used to love that. Remember, like, when you'd be in school and, like, reading time and, you know, you'd get even a little sleepy and your teacher would read, but she'd read upside down. I was like, that's a trick. Like, she's looking down at the book and reading it to us and she's pointing at the pictures on the page.
It's hard. Reading upside down.
So good. All right, that's all I have time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I've got a fun tattoo fail.
Oh, I like those.
Among other things. Also, people seem to be skipping their second shot. That's not good.
Oh.
And a bunch more after the...
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.